This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The group of 20 will take coordinated actions through the United Nations to tackle the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. That's according to Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi on Tuesday after hosting an emergency summit. The G20 Extraordinary Leaders meeting on Afghanistan focused on humanitarian challenges, fighting terrorism, economic situation, and public services in the Asian country. Italy was the host of the meeting as a rotating G20 presidency. Chinese President Xi Jinping, Special Representative Wang Yi, attended the virtual meeting. The Biden administration says the United States will reopen its land borders to non-essential travel next month, ending a 19-month freeze due to the COVID-19 pandemic. All international visitors will need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Vehicle, rail, and ferry travel between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico has been largely restricted to essential travel, like trade, since the earliest days of the pandemic. The new rules to be announced Wednesday will allow fully vaccinated foreign nationals entry to the U.S. regardless of the reason for travel. That starts in early November, when a similar easing of restrictions is set to kick in for air travel. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to hold his first one-on-one in-person talks as president with an African leader on Thursday, hosting Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta as war and humanitarian crisis royal neighboring Ethiopia. That's according to the White House. The Oval Office talks come just weeks after Biden signed an executive order threatening to levy sanctions against Ethiopian Prime Minister and other leaders involved in a conflict gripping the Tigray region if steps aren't taken to wind down the 11-month-old war. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Brexit minister on Tuesday accused the EU of wishing failure on its former member and bad-mouthing the UK as a country that cannot be trusted. David Frost said during a speech in Lisbon that the EU does not always look like it wants us to succeed or get back to constructive working together. He said a fundamental rewrite of the mutual agreed divorce deal was the only way to fix the ex's fractious relationship, and he warned that Britain could push an emergency override button on the deal if it didn't get its way. Post-Brexit tensions have crystallized into a worsening fight over Northern Ireland, the only part of the UK to share a land border with the EU country, which is Ireland. Under the most delicate and contentious part of the Brexit deal, Northern Ireland remains inside the EU single market for trade and goods in order to avoid a hard border with EU member Ireland. U.S. federal immigration agents will end mass workplace arrest of immigrant employees suspected of living in the U.S. without legal permission. That's according to a memo issued Tuesday by the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Instead, the focus will shift to pursuing unscrupulous employers who exploit the voluntary and invulnerability of undocumented workers. And it also emphasizes the fighting worker abuse, including paying substandard wages, unsafe working conditions, and human trafficking. The three-page memo directs the heads of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, and Citizenship and Immigration Services to draw up a plan within 2 months to increase employer penalties, encourage workers to report unscrupulous practices without fear, and coordinate with other agencies like the Department of Labor. One reason America's employers are now having trouble filling jobs was starkly illustrated in a report on Tuesday. Americans are quitting their jobs in droves. The Labor Department said that quits jumped to 4.3 million in August, the highest on record dating back to December of 2000, and up from 4 million in July. That's equivalent to nearly 3% of the workforce. Hiring also slowed in August, the report showed, and the number of jobs available fell to 10.4 million from a record high of 11.1 million the previous month. And the data fills in a puzzle that is looming over the job market. Hiring slowed sharply in August and September, even as the number of posted jobs was near record levels. In the past year, open jobs have increased 62%, yet overall hiring has been measured by Tuesday's report and actually declined slightly during the same time. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.